This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 25th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies and mild temperatures. In Jerusalem, it's a bright and sunny afternoon. Haifa is experiencing a slight breeze, making it a comfortable day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports just 50 minutes ago that in a ceasefire breach, Hezbollah launched two missiles towards Israel, with one intercepted and the other landing in an open area. Over 15 militants have been eliminated. Also, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, from earlier this hour, the delay in disarming serves Hamas well. The organization is strengthening itself in Gaza amid continued talks. Also, this hour. In a report by Israel Hayom, a confrontation outside the courthouse between bereaved families highlights the need for deep soul-searching in Israeli society. Separately, Ynet reports that despite a Lebanon ceasefire extension, Hezbollah fired rockets at northern Israel earlier today. The IDF says no injuries were reported. And finally, I-24 News understands that Netanyahu plans to travel to Washington, D.C. for a summit with Lebanon's Aoun in May, depending on the regional security situation. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago about drone intrusion alerts in northern Israel. I-24 News_EN, an Israeli news broadcaster, posted earlier today that the IDF eliminated over 15 terrorists in southern Lebanon over the weekend. Doron Kadosh, a journalist, wrote earlier today that since the ceasefire began in Lebanon, Hezbollah has violated it at least 17 times, with Israel responding to only one incident. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire breach reported by Maariv, two missiles were launched by Hezbollah today, breaching the ceasefire. One missile was intercepted, while the other fell harmlessly in an open area. This incident, occurring earlier today, underscores the fragility of the situation in northern Israel. For civilians, this means continued vigilance and uncertainty. Turning to the situation in Gaza, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights that Hamas is using the delay in disarmament talks to bolster its position. Despite facing internal decision-making challenges, the group is reinforcing its capabilities. This poses a continuing threat to regional stability. Meanwhile, the confrontation reported by Israel Hayom outside the courthouse signifies growing societal tensions. Bereaved families demand accountability and action, not just words. This moment calls for introspection within Israeli society, potentially influencing public discourse and policy. In the context of Lebanon, Ynet's report on Hezbollah's rocket fire today illustrates ongoing ceasefire violations. The IDF confirmed that the rockets aimed at Manara, Margaliot, and Miskav Am were intercepted. This strike, hours after the ceasefire extension, keeps tensions high in the north. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reveals that Netanyahu's potential summit with Lebanon's Aoun hinges on the security situation. Scheduled for May, this meeting could be a significant step in easing regional tensions, provided conditions allow for safe travel. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports the shekel is strengthening, with predictions it could soon reach 2.5 shekels to the dollar. While capital flows to Israel are at record levels, this trend challenges investors. Separately, CTEC reports that Mobileye has posted a surprise growth, prompting a rally in its shares. The autonomous driving firm has seen a 27% revenue jump, bouncing back from previous market uncertainties. And finally, Globes reports that Sierra has acquired Israeli startup Rift for over $10 million. Rift specializes in automated and secure data management solutions, enhancing enterprise adoption of AI systems. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.